Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 127. Today, we're doing an episode that's inspired by something we talked about in our last episode of worst fan-submitted bracket ideas. It kind of came as a, I think we were talking about best animated barber or character to be your barber, and this kind of came in like as a segue or kind of like a branch off from that. Worst Yu-Gi-Oh to trip with. So the worst Yu-Gi-Oh in existence to trip with. And this is from the mind of Nick. Nick seeded entirety of 1 through 15.
I don't think it is from my mind.
Well, all the options were from you. You seeded it.
Sure, but I don't know. The idea came... How did it come last week?
I think we were riffing on it, and I think you definitely... Nobody else knows Yu-Gi-Oh!
It wasn't
as well as you,
a fan submitted
one. I know the monsters for sure, but I don't think it was my idea.
I think we'd...
Yeah, it was. Directly.
Wasn't.
Either way, you seeded 1 through 15, and I let the fans submit ones for the chain game option. And to join in on this one, Michael Greer has never tripped in his life, but I feel like you'd be a good option, right?
That is a fact. Are you a Yu-Gi-Oh fan?
No.
Which Greer, you're like a drug addict.
Yeah, what are we talking about? That's not true.
That's not true. That's libel for anyone else listening in to this podcast. And then Rudy as well, because Rudy, I feel like you... I don't know if you've ever played Yu-Gi-Oh, but I feel like you look like you would have liked Yu-Gi-Oh.
I would have. I never got into Yu-Gi-Oh. There's just too many other things to be doing.
Nope, there That's weren't. True. And
like talking to bitches.
No, at all. But you guys will both be into the card artwork.
Yeah, so basically the way we're going to do it,
yeah,
since not everyone here has seen Yu-Gi-Oh, obviously, or played Yu-Gi-Oh, whatever, a lot of this is going to be gut reaction. So you're going to look at them and make a gut call, and I'll be sending these in the chat.
Who's worst to trip with.
Who's worst to trip with. And I'll be sending the pictures in our chat, and then if you're watching on YouTube, Rumble, you'll be seeing them as well on screen. And before that, let's hear from Game Time.
All right, let's talk about Game Time. Did you know that you can get tickets to this Friday's Yankees-White Sox game for just $41, all-in pricing? That's right, you can do it with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets for your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all of these sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They have flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee means that you can find the same if you can find the same seats for less anywhere else. Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last minute seats, up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? I'm gonna go get those Yankees tickets right now. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
All right, thanks to Game Time. All right, first option of the day, we have the number 5 seed versus the number 12 seed. The 5 seed, and you look at your check your phones, I'll be sending them in the chat again, is Saggy the Dark Clown.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going up against the number 12 seed, Mistar Boy. And you're seeing pictures of them right now. They are both horrifying. Saggy the Dark Clown, as you can imagine, is a disgusting-looking clown. And Mistar Boy is a magical starfish?
Che has a question already.
For those that don't, can we define what a Yu-Gi-Oh is? Because I thought Yu-Gi-Oh was Pokemon, but you seem to...
No, Yu-Gi-Oh is not Pokemon. Yu-Gi-Oh is a separate show. It's about Yugi Moto, I believe is his last name. It's this card game, and you play against other people, but when you play the cards, the monsters appear in front of you.
Pokemon football, Yu-Gi-Oh, rugby.
Mm. Yeah.
Pokemon football, Yu-Gi-Oh, hockey.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
I think it might
less
be
popular, never will be more popular.
I didn't know this was like that the actually, artwork thing.
That actually kind of makes sense. Yu-Gi-Oh is pretty popular in Canada, and
there we go.
So, yeah.
When you say works here in front of you, do you mean like they just lay the card out, or there's some type of like hologram?
There's like a hologram.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's really cool. And they'd be huge, and you'd go to these big arenas to play.
Isn't there a show?
Oh, Yugi,
yeah, there's a show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a show.
And Yugi was possessed by an Egyptian pharaoh.
Yeah, he would wear a pyramid on a necklace.
Yeah.
And he would
once
duel.
Once you use your hologram, can it be reused?
It goes to the graveyard, but you can play Monster Reborn, and it can come back.
Oh. Right. You're dueling monsters. It's essentially the idea of this. Is you're dueling monsters. So just
you're making.
I also don't think that matters at all. It's a way better concept than Pokemon.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
It looks like monsters going at it, and they look like monsters.
Yes. So we'll start with you, actually. Let's start. Stephen Shea, which one of these would you go on?
Sorry, and do we have any, like, fun facts about their personality? Or
I'll leave that to Nick.
Okay. So we're just going off looks.
So looks only. Start with you, Stephen Shea. Saggy the Dark Clown versus Mistar Boy. Which one would you want to trip with less?
Mistar Boy looks pretty delightful. He's got a little top hat. He's got some type of jewel and then just top of his crown. He's got sharp teeth, but kind of a friendly looking guy. Saggy the Dark Clown looks horrifying. So juggling a bunch of balls, very pointy stuff, face paint, got a star eye, little clown nose. I am out on Saggy the Dark Clown, so I would not want to trip with Saggy the Dark Clown.
One for Saggy the Dark Clown. KB?
Yeah, Saggy the Dark Clown has to be down there with the worst possible things, creatures, people you could trip with. Beastar Boy has upside. I love the like the multicolored helix shaped strands coming out of him. That's fun for tripping. He has the mustache and cool hat, which a lot of trippers do don these days. The jagged teeth would be upsetting while high, but it's Beastar Boy by a large margin.
Wait, no, you mean Saggy?
Saggy's worse.
Oh, worse to trip?
Worse
to trip. Worse. Saggy. Yeah, Saggy by far.
So he has a monocle. Is that just glasses, technically, for him as a one-eyed creature?
Yeah, it would just be glasses.
Yeah. Nick?
I mean, just based off name alone, if you're just like, hey, like, we're tripping at my place. And somebody's like, do you care if I bring Saggy the Dark Clown? Absolutely the fuck not. No, you can't bring Saggy. Yeah. He's a dark clown.
Two of the worst things you could think of.
Yeah.
Dark?
The dark.
Saggy ain't good either.
Yeah.
Mistar Boy sounds like cool. It's
and like he's like crossing his hands like this. Like, I wouldn't want to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm out on Saggy.
Another one for Saggy. Rudy?
This is going to be an impossible for the podcast listeners, this one.
Yeah, well, I said it's going to be visual aids.
Yeah. Initially, I thought that Mistar Boy was much more horrifying until I noticed Saggy's hands, and those things are cocked and ready to, it looks like, to molest. I don't
cocked and ready to.
It's a devious look he has about him. Mistar Boy, I agree with KB. I don't like the teeth, but he kind of looks like Teddy Roosevelt, so I feel like he would impart.
Oh, he does.
I feel like he would impart some sage wisdom, whereas Saggy the Dark Clown, I think, is only in it for legitimately illegal activities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to miss me with that Saggy the Dark Clown, as they say.
Another one for Saggy. Greer?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, Saggy the Dark Clown. I'm surprised the seating. I would have thought Saggy would be much higher. So
it gets worse.
People must be horrifying. And the Mistar Boy, those accessories that he had, I purchased both a top hat and that same like cane during COVID when I was just getting bored at home and I would order dumb shit like that. So I feel like I have some sort of kinship with Mistar Boy. So definitely Saggy the Dark Clown, worse for me.
Mistar Boy. Is
that it?
Yeah, no, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's just funny. Just say it. Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to relate these to what I think their human counterparts would be like. I feel like Mistar Boy is like an older guy with like uncle energy, like maybe a Colonel Sanders type. Sure. And Saggy the Dark Clown is like white trash with a bunch of tattoos like on every part of his body.
Saggy the Dark Clown, like, I think is an ICP fan for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so worse
Definitely Saggy the Dark Clown. He's got.
You never want to see a smirk when you're stripped.
No,
yeah.
In any form.
Mr. Boy like dresses like Tyler O'Day when he has a big hat.
That's true. Yeah. Mr. Boy, fucking so Saggy.
I mean, I'm not saying Mr. Boy would be a great trip guy. He might be.
He's aquatic as well. He's aquatic. That's underwater.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that helps at least a little bit.
You think so?
Being an aquatic creature, well, versus being a molesting clown. It feels like when your options are that, I think I could go with the aquatics. So Saggy the Dark Clown is going to move on. Next, we have the number 4 seed versus the number 13 seed. God, this is just a sterile look at. Cupid Dunk versus Da Bois. Cupid Dunk looks like, you can imagine.
That's Cupid. The D-Boys.
Cupid Dunk seems delightful.
Wait, these are Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah. Da Bois is like a bunch of zombie...
Those are the D-Boys. It looks like homies.
No, yeah. Those are the D-Boys.
They look
dude.
Like undead homies.
Is Cupid Dunk a girl?
Yes.
I don't know if we can say that definitively.
Cupid Dunk.
It can dunk, so probably not.
Yeah, true.
Lesbian.
Yeah. All right. There's only like 2 WNBA players who have ever dunked, so I'm going to go.
Not a tie ball, though. Not a tie ball.
Yeah. Cupid Dunk looks like a Cupid with a basketball, literally exactly like that, for those listening. And then Da Bois is undead homies toys that
nobody's
you buy out of
just listening.
Yeah, there's nobody. That'll be a tough one to listen. But and Da Bois looks like undead homies. So start with you, Tommy.
I mean, Da Bois is way worse. Cupid Dunk seems delightful. I mean, she's got like an angelic, or he's got an angelic. Da Bois, they'd be making fun of me.
until the fucking walls are moving and he puts you up in the post.
Or she, but
backs
still.
You down.
D-Boys, they look like just a group of mean teenage boys. They're just like a group of mean teenagers who are used to tripping. They're definitely worse.
Definitely
I love
worse.
That back right pose, though.
Yeah.
Just like that. Greer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Tommy. The D-Boys, like, I'd probably be freaking out. They'd be calling me homophobic slurs and calling me a pussy for calling an ambulance. So I gotta go with Cupid Dunk on this one for better. D-Boys worse.
Rudy?
I feel like being a contrarian on this, there's something about Cupid Dunk that just seems too easy. I don't know.
Whoa.
We don't slut shame here.
No, I'm just saying. Well, we don't even know if it's a man or a woman.
That's
but D boys, I don't know, man. They mean like.
Can we? I'm gonna look that.
They
up.
Look kind of tight. Like I feel like they'd be funny as fuck.
They're mean. Would be funny as they're fuck. Funny to each
I
other.
I think so, man.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to do
like,
anything
Tommy,
but
you'd
trip.
You'd
want to
be
them.
In that. You'd want to be liked by them so bad.
Obviously, I want to be liked by everybody.
Yeah, specifically this group, I think you'd want to be liked by more.
What about Hitler?
I would like Hitler to like me for sure. He's one of the last guys you want to not like you.
You answered it correctly. I'm going to go with D-Boys, dude. I feel like it, the fellas.
No, you're.
Oh, wait, they're better. Cuba Dunk, worse.
So, everybody Nick, does the guy in the back.
Trouble with that.
The guy in the back, the back right, does he kind of look like Sam Dullard from Rocket Power?
Yeah, he does look like Sam Dullard.
Bit. Just a little bit, right? So, Nick, you're up.
I don't think Cupid Dunk has ever tripped before, and I don't know if you'd want to. Like, if you freaked out, I think Cupid's too pure, make you fall in love, and like would want to hoop. I don't know if I'd want to do that. The D boys are experienced, I think, and they're gonna. You're gonna be fine. They're gonna be entertaining you. I'm going Cupid Dunk for the worst.
Cupid Dunk.
Yeah. I can't figure out if Cupid Dunk is a boy or girl. There's no results.
That
on
would
Google.
Trip me out.
Yeah. True. I feel like D boys would know how to make like a dumpster entertaining.
D-Boys are funny, yeah.
It looks like they're break dancers, by the looks of it.
Yeah, they're like B-Boys, but D.
Oh, yeah, now I get it. KB.
For the first hour or so, the D-Boys, because they're going to be fun about it. They're addicts. They're going to be like, let's mix in some weed. I'm like, absolutely. Let's mix in some booze. The best idea ever. Then they're gonna be like, let's mix in some Ket. I'm gonna be like, yeah. Then they'll be Zan. So then they're gonna keep wanting to level up and get higher and higher. And then you're gonna be tweaking. Cupid Dunk is just she'd be like weird and spiritual about it. But you have to go Cupid Dunk because the D boys will kill you.
So another one for the D boys.
They'd be way more fun for the first, you know. Hour two.
So D-Boys is worse.
D-Boys a little bit worse.
Che.
Yeah, I think D-Boys would be worse. Cupid Dunk, I mean, one thing could lead to another. Maybe a little shooting around, and then who knows?
And you'd fall in love.
Could be.
Again, Che, it could be a guy.
We don't know.
this is under the premise. This is a female.
No, what?
You can't just do that.
Mm-hmm. D-boys or Cupid Dunk smooth. That's fun to like touch a smooth person.
It is, no matter the gender.
D-boy is also, or Cupid Dunk is a monster, to be fair. All the creatures in Yu-Gi-Oh! Are monsters.
Yes.
I didn't know that they had like basketball intertwined.
there's more. It's Yu-Gi-Oh! They ran out of ideas after the first monster. They did one dragon, and then they were like, all right.
Here's 15 more dragons.
Is that Blue Eyes, White Dragon? That's the one
That's
I
Blue
know.
Eyes, White Dragon. Yeah.
And there's Black and Dragon, Red Eyes?
They did Red Eyes, Black Dragon.
Yeah.
So another one.
Look like no fun. Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to go Cupid Dunk.
You know,
D-Boys, I would like to do hang out with least.
Yeah, so D-Boys is worse. I feel like, yeah, just looking at them, that'd be... I think KB kind of nailed it in that, like, you'd end up with, like, some Fent or something in there, and you really don't want that for the most part.
PCP.
Yeah. Next up is a very interesting one as D-Boys moves on. It's I don't even know what the fuck this really is. Dice Jar versus versus Che Ske the Mouse Fighter.
what the fuck?
That's Chiski.
Chiski, okay.
Oh, it's a
Chiski.
It's a mouse that fights. I thought it was like the guy fights mice.
No, he's
they just have like an exterminator in the Yu-Gi-Oh!
No,
world.
It's a Bruce Lee mouse versus an anthropomorphic jar.
Dice Jar is horrifying.
Yeah.
So, Dice Jar, I can't get over. Trying to make sense of it.
He's kind
of
funny.
He's got a goofy ass face. So cool start with looking. You, Che. Which one of these would you want to trip with less?
Dice Jar looks like a California raisin on bath salt. So.
Yeah,
yeah, damn.
I would not want to be around that, so I'm going to say Dice Jar.
Dice Jar, one vote. KB.
Dice Jar, what is going on? What is this shape? I only see the end of him.
He's a jar.
End of a
looks like a fleshlight.
He doesn't look at all like fleshlight, a jar. Yeah. Oh my god, he does. He is a fleshlight.
But Dice Jar has the quintessential face of a drug guy, a fun drug guy who, again, like the D-Boys, would get you into some trouble. But Che Ske the Mouse Fighter, he would be no fun. He'd be a wet blanket when it comes to partying. I'm going Dice Jar.
Dice Jar's worse.
It sounded the mouse was
worse.
Dice
Jar is better. Che Ske, the mouse fighter is worse.
The mouse fighter is worse. It's literally just Bruce Lee, but a mouse, right?
That would not be fun to trip with.
Yeah. Nick.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Oh, I don't like this would be like a fitness, like, only want to do physical stuff. They wouldn't want to loaf around. They wouldn't want to watch Dark Side of the Rainbow. Dice Jar looks like a poster you'd have up if you were tripping.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like... I think Dice Jar looks fun. He's about to lick the dice. That'd be funny if you were playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Dice were wet.
That would be funny.
It'd be really funny.
Really funny.
Dice Jar, do you lick these fucking dice?
No.
No.
With his big-ass tongue out.
Talk about.
We why are these about fucking dice wet?
I don't know.
So, my boy Dice Jar is coming over. Hide all of your dice, dude. You lock them up.
My boy Dice Jar is coming over. You gotta put your dice away.
Great guy, but he will lick your dice.
Lick the fuck out of your dice.
Yeah,
he'll hide them in his mouth.
But I'm fine with that. I'd rather him than like somebody who's all about discipline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Mouse Fighter.
The Mouse Fighter, Greer. Or sorry, Rudy. Sorry.
I'm in agreement with these two. I feel like Che Ske would be like tripping with Joe Rogan, except not drug Joe Rogan, just like old school childhood Joe Rogan who's only into fighting. I don't want to be tripping with anybody that can put me into an arm bar and is going to talk about the art of war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Che Ske's far worse. Sign me up for Dice Jar.
It's 3-1 in favor of Che Ske. Greer?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with everyone. I like to gamble. I think you could play dice with Dice Jar.
Well, he's going
to
be looking
for sure.
That's fine. And then my only experience with like martial artists, I went to a jiu-jitsu class.
Boxcar, my favorite.
I went to
Dice
one.
Jar, quit it.
I went to one jiu-jitsu class when I was in ninth grade, and some like 30-year-old woman was just tossing me around the entire time, and so I don't really want to be around martial artists anymore, and I think that'd be horrifying, tripping, so I'm out on the mouse fighter.
No mouse fighter.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah, of course. I knew that was
someone's
gonna say.
It was not. It hurt.
Another one for Chiesky.
I mean, I do agree that Chiesky, like, I don't like the idea of getting put in, like, he seems like a guy that puts you in a headlock for fun.
Yeah.
Like, he just rough houses. But I'm actually having a hard time looking at Dice Jar. Like, I have to keep swiping away. Like,
he's
I'm having
a sin.
I'm really having a hard time looking at Dice Jar's face, and it's making me very uncomfortable. So I'm going to say he's worse.
Another one for Dice Jar. But Chiesky, the Mice Fighter, is going to move on. Now we have a very interesting chain game. So these are all the ones that didn't make the bracket that people submitted. I'm just going to send them all in at once, and you guys can pick whichever ones you like the most.
I'm glad Dice Jar's out of it.
Like
then,
the
I don't
least,
have to look
then,
at Dice Jar.
Yeah, sorry. Like, which one you like the least? There's a whole shit ton of them. Okay. Be prepared. So we have Hard Selling Goblin, which looks a little racist looking.
Oh, my God.
Fiend Comedian.
Racist to
yeah, well, that's not racist looking at all.
Dr. Frankenderp. Soetsu, Tomb Briefcase, Dark Necrofar, Mystic Clown, Dark Rabbit, Flip Flop Frog.
Soetsu is interesting. Oh, yeah, that's who I'm tripping with.
Yeah, Hungry dude, Burger.
His attack and defense is 0-0. Apparently totally unreliable. He's all torso.
He's chilling on a paper airplane.
Arms. He has no arms.
The Hungry Burger is horrifying.
I summon
Hungry Burger is going to eat you.
Hungry Burger and Humpty Grumpty. Were
Hungry
the last
Burger
two.
Is very clear in his intentions. Soetsu is going to fuck you. That's a sex offender.
Clown. He's on a. I don't like that pose.
Yeah,
Mystic Clown.
Yeah.
Mystic Clown's bouncing on it. What is that?
A fiend comedian is also very
Dark
interesting.
Rabbit. Holy Burger. Shit.
Oh, these are some bad ones.
Hungry Burger? They made this?
Yeah.
Hungry Burger?
Thank you, Hungry Burger, a lot.
Hungry Burger's just going to eat you alive.
Yeah, that's a scary one. It's got very sharp teeth.
Is
flip-flop
he Japanese?
Frog.
Yeah, he's the Japanese flag in his bun. These yeah. are so bad.
Toon Briefcase, Dr. Frankenderp. Fiend Comedian is very interesting.
I don't
couldn't
like Fiend Comedian. Why is there two of them?
I couldn't figure it out. Like... At all.
This is, these are actually like so bad. They're so.
I like this way more than Pokemon.
Yeah, the designs are sick.
Yeah. So just on first glance, which one of these do you think should go up against our one seed? Start with you, Stephen Shea. Which one of these stood out the most for you?
These are all awful. Fiend Comedian is terrifying. Like, it looks like he's just cutting off someone's head or like scalping them almost.
Yeah, which one is.
Yeah, I can't tell.
I have no idea.
One of the
he's
oh, got to
be in the
point.
Back and one.
I hate how veiny that tongue is.
Yeah.
Oh God. I didn't.
Does he have an afro?
All that yeah.
Said Mystic Clown looks like they're trying to like finger their own butt. And there's a lot of different mouths. Pretty gross. And I think maybe naked from the waist down. So Mystic Clown seems awful.
One for Mystic Clown. KB.
It's.
Also, nothing can stop the mad attack yeah. of this powerful creature. Yikes.
KB?
I think it might be Fiend Comedian. The last thing you want when you're tripping is, like, fucking wit in your
jokes.
Face. Nick is the worst person to trip. It makes you feel so uncomfortable. And a fiend, add a fiend to like that's yeah, it with like weapons and like cackles. Fiend Comedian would be the worst, but I hate the look of Flip Flop Frog. I have like a phobia toward its mouth and everything. But Fiend Comedian,
Fiend Comedian, one vote, Nick.
Soetsu would be amazing to trip
yeah.
with. Mm-hmm. He'd just be yeah. flying around.
I disagree.
His attack and defense
like
zero.
His,
he can't do anything.
His write-up, apparently totally unreliable. He wonders if he has incredible potential. So he's
just
like
a
dreamer. Yeah.
That sounds like me.
Holy shit, that's funny. So what is he?
A pervert.
Yeah, like literally just a naked pervert that flies around on a
is
paper
he on
plane.
A paper airplane?
Yeah, on a paper airplane.
That would be the best place to trip.
Yeah.
On a paper airplane?
Yeah, mm-hmm. flying efficiently.
It's got to be Fiend Comedian.
Yeah, he's.
You guys are sleeping on the fact that there's just a burger who's there to eat you.
Look at Fiend Comedian if he's the back one. Look at that row of teeth he has.
Ugh.
He's got a rubber duck in his hair.
It's very scary. Oh, you say you're going to Fiend Comedian Rudy?
I am tempted to go hard selling Goblin, because, but I will not. Mm-hmm. I will not. I think that
that would be bad.
Yeah, Mystic Clown would fuck me up more, even though Fiend Comedian is far scarier and a much more probably dangerous person to be around. But
Mystic Clown has a good body.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
Mystic Clown flexible as fuck.
He's got like 18 mouths.
But I don't like how many eyes he has. I feel like he wouldn't say a word. He would just strike different poses, and I would be frozen in fear. Mystic Clown is the worst for me.
Two for Mystic Clown, two for Fiend Comedian. Greer?
I think everyone's sleeping on Soitu. He looks like...
He's the man.
I know, until he slips...
my favorite guy.
Until he slips GHB into your fucking drugs and he's fucking you, but...
I saved the picture.
Soitu kind of looks like Stu Finer.
Yep. He kind of does.
Just like him.
Holy shit, that's dead on.
But you guys did sell me because he's flying on a paper airplane. That would be fun as hell. So I think I got to go Fiend Comedian because he's...
Wait, there's a whole crew of them.
Of Soitsu?
Soitsu has partners.
Oh.
That's... Are they all called Soitsu?
No. There's also Quitsu. And...
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. And they're all in paper airplanes.
Yeah.
And they're all very scary looking.
I want to be in this crew.
All right, so they'd be fine. Just watch your drink. Mm-hmm. And then, so I'm going to go Fiend Comedian.
Three for Fiend Comedian, two for Mystic Clown.
I'm fucking going with Hungry Burger. I mean, if we're going off the analogy of, like, you're telling your boys, like, oh, yeah, my friend's coming over, like, only issue, he's a hamburger, and he's incredibly hungry all the time. Like, he probably will eat you.
My living burger.
Getting eaten by a cheeseburger.
I think you can reason with some of these other creatures. I don't think you can reason with a hamburger with shark teeth that's hungry. So I'm going with Hungry Burger as the worst.
It would be so easy to evade, though.
Yeah,
how would you let that defeat
you? It's got no legs.
It's a burger, yeah.
It would eat your ankles?
Yeah.
I bet he moves quick.
Fiend Comedian has a Bowie knife.
Fiend Comedian's just misunderstood.
Fiend Comedian just missed.
I would just laugh at his jokes and then it'd probably avoid the issue.
So Fiend Comedian is going to be going up against our one seed seated by Nick, sitting in chat now. Time Wizard. Time Wizard kind of looks like Miss Minutes from Loki, a little bit like Meta Knight from Smash.
Time Wizard is cute. Yeah.
I hate that.
He can control.
I like that, like, the time is his mustache.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one seed?
This is Nick's one seed.
Oh, no. I didn't send in any particular order.
Oh, that was in order?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It
doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought the order that you sent him was the order as in, and you wanted him seated. Well, either way, Time Wizard's going to be our number one. So we'll start with you, Tommy.
Time Wizard versus Fiend Comedian?
Versus Fiend Comedian.
Yeah, Fiend Comedian is way worse. Time Wizard is cute as a button. I his eyes... Time Wizard would be fine.
He can control time, which would fuck with you.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's... Oh. Unfortunate to hear. But yeah, so he can just, like, oh, now we're in this trip for longer,
slow motion. It'd be like, want to see something funny and, like, bring you to, like, a war-torn area in time.
I'm still Fiend Comedian is worse.
Fiend Comedian is worse. Greer?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Fiend Comedian. During COVID there were people fighting with machetes on Avenue D. I'd get that notification all the time on the Citizen app, and I would avoid going down Avenue D, and I'm gonna avoid tripping with Fiend Comedian, so he's my vote.
Two for Fiend Comedian. Rudy?
Can Time Wizard move me through time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forward and backwards, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't need a dude, like, while I'm tripping, being like, you want to see something, and then all of a sudden I'm watching myself get born. Like, I don't want to see that. But Fiend Comedian's horrifying. I'm gonna take my chances with Time Wizard. Fiend Comedian's way worse.
Three for Fiend Comedian. Nick?
If Fiend Comedian's with his, like, little guy, I think they're both Fiend Comedian.
It's a duo card. Okay, okay.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, way worse.
Is it like a puppet situation? With,
oh, like he's operating, like, the guy in the suit? Yeah.
What is he fiending for?
And they are just fiends.
Laughs.
They are fiends that happen to be comedians.
That's not good.
So maybe they are funny, and it's just they're fiends that are funny. Time Wizard, if I, like, didn't want to be tripping anymore, and he was like, nah, we're not done yet, and we just started over. A nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to trip with any sort of wizard. I'll go Time Wizard.
One for Time Wizard.
I go. Everyone has had the same thing about Time Wizard, but except for Rudy was like, I don't want to see myself being born.
That would suck.
Yeah, it would.
KB.
Yeah, Time cool. Wizard is, has all the tools of a fun trip partner. Multicolored, little doodads that spin, nothing sharp. Dilated pupils already. Let me go back to Fiend Comedian again, just to make sure. Oh, yeah. Fiend Comedian is also on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Horn on his head. He looks like the most dangerous thing ever. Fiend Comedian.
Another for Fiend Comedian, Che.
Yeah, I mean, this is Fiend Comedian in an absolute landslide. He looks horrible. Like, oh, he's got a sword, again, on fire. He's like opening up his like eyelid.
Yeah, I hate like that.
Yeah, I hate eyeball shit.
Yes, Fiend Comedian.
Fiend Comedian. Gonna move on. I mean, Might Time Scalpy. Wizard is, it is a horrifying prospect of him getting to, let's say, high and bringing you to a place you don't want to be, though. That I will note that that would be very scary. Fiend Comedian gonna move on. Before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's talk about ASPCA, new sponsor. Look at this little fat bastard. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for this little guy. And luckily, I can help keep him insured with the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet's part of the family, and you want the best for them no matter what. But when vet bills, but vet bills can really add up. That's why you should check out Pet Health Insurance. And that is with that. Jesus, what are you doing, dude? And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and incident plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Just use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/bracket. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/bracket. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/bracket.
This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Okay, other half of the bracket. First matchup. Number 6 seed Jinzo versus number 11 seed Ill Blood.
Jinzo sounds like a great name. I haven't seen
prepare
it.
To be surprised.
You're gonna hate Jinzo.
Oh.
Oh, what is the second one?
Ill Blood.
Ill Blood.
Wait.
Ill Blood's got Dice Jar in his chest.
Jinzo just has a long neck, but
and like a veiny a throbbing cockhead. Yeah.
Way more than that.
Spikes
Tommy.
On his fucking armor. And then Ill Blood is like a prisoner. With a ball and chain on his foot and a guy bursting out of his chest.
I mean, this. Yeah. What could ever be worse than Ill Blood?
It is really showing that Nick did not seed these.
Holy shit. So, Jinzo versus Ill Blood. Stephen Che, which one of these would you want to ship with less?
Ill Blood. I mean, the top of Ill Blood is like two bright red eyes with hair going everywhere. Then you just have a giant torso with a zipper going down it and a deranged face looking at you with a giant eye. Like, how would that person even do drugs? Like, you'd have to help them with like in their midsection or like directly into their, I don't know. This looks awful. Ill Blood looks like someone I would never want to be around. So Ill Blood.
Ill Blood, one vote. If we're doing Barstool comps, this is Big Ev. With like something bursting out of
Jesus.
His
Jesus Christ.
KB.
That was so mean.
It's Big Ev with Meek Phil bursting.
If we're doing the middle.
Yeah, this is like the horrific, most horrific image I've ever seen. A lot like Big Ev. That's the worst thing you could possibly see when you're tripping. Jinzo doing too much, but looks safe.
Safe. Right.
Jinzo seems just like a silent type.
He's covered Jinzo's in spikes.
Jinzo seems weird.
He's got a throbbing pink head.
Jinzo looks pure fucking evil with a veiny head and like.
Jinzo's just got a long neck. He's just got a little bit of a long neck. Jinzo.
Ill-Blood looks kind of goofy to me.
Yeah, I would love to see Jinzo.
Like float around, zip him up. He would like zip down and be like, hello. Jinzo's pure fucking evil. I'm going Jinzo.
One for Jinzo. I mean, I'd love to see Jinzo without the armor. What he looks like.
You know what I mean? Jinzo.
Because his shoulders start like 2 feet below his head. Like, it's crazy.
What's on Ill-Blood's, what's his little headpiece? Is that a monster?
Like, I think that's eyes and...
It might be his hair with eyes.
Yeah, red it's his eyes. Hair and eyes. And then he's got the secondary...
But he has two sets of eyes?
Yeah, he's got the body inside of his body and then the eyes on top of his head.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nick, you're going with Jinzo. KB, you went with Ill-Blood.
Ill-Blood.
And Rudy?
Well, both of these characters have zippers. I don't know why they gave Jinzo a zipper because his collar interrupts the zipper.
Mm. It does.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge oversight.
Where is Jinzo? Took away,
it's like right at the top of the collar.
Where the zipper would be.
Are we sure that's a zipper?
Are we? Yeah.
If you took away Jinzo's clothes from the shoulders up, he would just look like a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a penis you're about to zip up through jeans accidentally, like a long cane poly or something with Mary.
Yeah. The more I'm looking at Jinzo, the more I hate him. I'm thinking about the inmate in The Dark Knight Rises that saves all the people when he looks like the scariest person ever and then throws a detonator out of the ferry window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping Ill-Blood's like that. He's a benevolent inmate that has a lot of wise things to say. I don't know what it is about Jinzo, but I just really get a ominous vibe from him. He reminds me of Mr. Freeze.
You guys say you're having fun with Ill-Blood. Ill-Blood has more potential to make me laugh. I could not be comfortable around
Jinzo. Depends
Jinzo.
On his size. If he's the size of a balloon and you can like toss him
I
around.
I bet Jinzo's got a real dry sense of humor.
Ill-Blood might be gigantic.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Jinzo.
He's got funny one-liners. He doesn't speak much. When he does, like, oh, Jinzo, he's fucking funny. He should talk more.
Can't even understand him. He's got a mask on.
He looks like someone you would see in, like, if you went to Bergheim or like, a rave or some shit. I don't like it.
Did you compare Jinzo to a Dark Knight Rises character that isn't Bane?
He did.
Yeah, he sure did.
And I think it was just a Dark Knight guy.
I compared Ill-Blood to a Dark Knight Rising character.
Yeah. No, you just compared him to the Dark Knight, because that usually the prisoner that throws him, the guy, the detonator off. That's regular. Yeah,
I didn't understand that reference at all.
Yeah. I let him roll with it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is my process.
I could at least find some silver linings with Ill-Blood.
Me fuck. Too.
I just realized that Jinzo's...
Look how small his hands are. Those are hilarious.
Yes.
But you don't know how big he is.
Yeah, but imagine him just like doing this with his little fucking hand.
Yeah.
So what I just realized
him
is that...
trying to clap. We make him laugh and he tries to clap, but he can't quite get there. Only his fingertips touch.
Yeah, that's funny.
It is.
Jinzo, I don't like.
I'm with you, Nick. Jinzo.
So I was going to ask Greer to vote, but I just realized Jinzo's wearing a mask, so he's automatically voting for Jinzo, right?
Well, yep. I am voting Jinzo, but it's mostly because the Ill-Blood, like, I think that could be a sick British guy underneath the...
Oh, he's an Ill-Blood.
Yeah.
Ill, he's got a,
it looks like a coked-up British guy that might be kind of fun to trip with, so... And Jinzo,
he just sounds
I see,
like expressions.
Yeah. Jinzo really has no redeeming qualities, and good point on the mask. I'm not fucking with that guy. So Jinzo's moving on for me.
Three for Jinzo, two for Ill-Blood.
Are we not looking at these fucking pictures? Ill-Blood is the scariest fucking thing I've ever seen. Ill-Blood.
You ever seen a coked up British person? Looks exactly like that.
That's scary.
So at the tie break, looking at Jinzo and looking at Ill-Blood, Jinzo looks like Hellraiser almost. Like reminds me of like horrifying.
Yeah, what are those creatures called?
Shit. Like not necro something. I forget.
Cenobites.
Cenobites. Yeah. Good call. So Jinzo is horrifying to look at. Ill-Blood is also horrifying to look at. I think the idea though of him being a coked up British guy is making me laugh enough. Rob, that's disarming. And I'll vote for Jinzo being worse. So Jinzo gonna move on. Next matchup. Next matchup. Another. Oh, boy. Number 3 seed versus the 4 seed. The 3 seed is Pot of Greed, which we talked about on the last episode when you were talking about just weird Yu-Gi-Oh! And that's going up against the number 14 seed, Obelisk the Tormentor.
This is tough.
So,
do you care if my boy Obelisk the Tormentor comes over?
Worst mistake of my life. Obelisk the Tormentor versus Pot of Greed. Which one would you want to trip with less? Tommy.
Oh, man. I mean, Pot of Greed is horrifying looking, but Obelisk the Tormentor is pretty upfront with his intentions. He's there to torment you. So I would feel really dumb if I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll go with Obelisk the Tormentor. But then the whole time he's like, wow, what a mistake. I'm going to torment you this entire
trip.
Why
is this guy being so fucking mean?
So, Tormentor. Pot of Greed, whatever. Maybe we can. We don't know what his deal is. We know Obelisk the Tormentor is there to torment. So I'll say he's worse.
When the function's got tormenting.
Yeah. It's just... Why do they call him Obelisk the Tormentor? Oh, he's going to torment you.
Torment you. Greer.
Yeah, I totally agree with Tommy on the Obelisk the Tormentor. And then Pot of Greed might actually be beneficial. He won't let you get out of control because he's just taking all the drugs. You're not going to overdose or anything like that because he's a Pot of Greed. So he'll just eat all the drugs. So I got to go with Obelisk the Tormentor.
two for Obelisk the Tormentor, Rudy.
I'm trying to find a way to pick Obelisk the Tormentor, but you guys have done a very good job.
Yeah, it's all in the name.
It's really all in the name. I'm even trying to do the gymnastics of being like, oh, it's an ironic name, and he's like really sweet, and he's like, can I get you a lemonade or some shit?
No.
It's not the case, and I think I can win a fight if it goes south with a pot with no arms or appendages. Obelisk looks like the size of a fucking building.
His name's Obelisk.
Yes. So he's the size of an obelisk. And not only that, he's the tormentor.
Yeah. Let's not forget.
So I think Obelisk the Tormentor is worse.
The only argument I can make for Obelisk is he kind of looks like Sam Sulek, and I like Sam Sulek. Well.
Yeah. Sam Sulek has the same exact build as Obelisk the Tormentor.
Nick?
I mean, yeah, this guy is a professional tormentor. you gotta go with Obelisk.
Four for Obelisk, JB.
I mean, listen, if torment and torture is on the table, even if it's in like the forefront of my mind the whole time, I don't need that.
And he's probably so good at it.
Yeah.
I could tell he's good at it. Yeah. I believe that he's good at it.
Yeah.
You don't get a name like that being bad at it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's like Chance the Rapper, but with tormenting.
Yes.
So another one for Obelisk, Che.
Yeah.
Have we not talked about Obelisk's, like, massive pube bush? Is that what that is?
No, we haven't discussed that.
I mean, not.
I feel like you're making a bit of a leap on that.
It's very shadowy.
I mean, it's like it's his torso. He's obviously not wearing clothes, and there is a giant bush right where you think.
Is that a bush or a void?
I think it's just black.
A void?
Dude, I would rather have a bush than just have to stare to a void.
Look into my void.
I'm looking up Obelisk. He beefed.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
With Soulja Boy in 2007.
if it's pubes or if it's a void, none of them are honestly appealing. It's got to be Obelisk. This is a strong one seed.
Having a huge bush is so bad. That would fucking suck.
So another one for Obelisk the Tormentor. Believe it or not, clean sweep for Obelisk the Tormentor over Pot of Greed. Next up, we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is Ghost Beef versus the number 10 seed.
Funny name.
Rigorous Reaver, who, when I showed these to Robbie Fox earlier, said he kind of looks like a vagina.
He does.
So, Ghost Beef versus Rigorous Reaver. Any opening thoughts on this one, Shay?
Ghost Beef looks adorable. It's a little cow. It's got a hot dog or a sausage. Kind of boobs. Rigorous Reaver, pointy, like knuckles. It's got the vertical teeth thing going. You don't even know if it has eyes. Obelisk. Or sorry, rigorous reaper.
We can't stop thinking about Obelisk the Tormentor.
I consume a lot of Che content, and like I watch a decent bit of the bracket. Is he always this horny on the podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
He is.
This is the only one that has an obvious pussy face that you haven't really brought up.
Yeah. And you only brought up the tits on the cow.
Yeah.
The
cow's stacked.
Okay, he's not wrong.
KB, ghost beef for a rigorous reaver.
Oh, come on. Ghost beef would be a delight to trip with. Everything about ghost beef is fun. Is it instruments, flora, utensils to eat delicious foods, a smile, rosy cheeks. Rigorous Reaver's down there with the dregs. Rigorous Reaver.
What a name, Rigorous Reaver. Nick?
I was going to go with Rigorous Reaver. I think he's made of wood.
Looks like it.
Yeah, seems like it.
Has a giant tooth pussy on his face. But there's an about to pop whitehead at the end of Ghost Beef's tongue that would distract me and make me
disgusted.
Where is Ghost Beef's tongue?
To his right.
Oh, yeah, he's got a tongue piercing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Could that be a nipple?
Oh, if it is. It would be fun to pop, though.
An udder?
A tongue one? I'm still going Rigorous Reaver.
Another one for Rigorous Reaver, Rudy.
I don't like the space that he seems to be in.
Yeah, weird like sort of
floating in some sort of void. That would weird me out.
Yeah.
I don't even, what's he holding?
A staff? It's a scythe? Is that what that is? And the bottom
part?
I don't
want
that. Yeah, definitely.
Oh
want
yeah,
that.
It is.
Oh yeah,
right
it
there
is
at the bottom.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Rudy?
So that is just a pussy. What was the Yu-Gi-Oh? What were the team? How do they explain that? They never explained anything.
No.
It's funny.
Rudy?
Yeah, the color palette, Ghost Beef, way better. The only thing I don't like about Ghost Beef is that she is holding up a sausage. She's kind of, that's kind of,
it's
kind of dirty work by her. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be a cannibal if it's...
It would be a cannibal, but still pretty, you know, devious. But, I mean, Rigorous Reaver is fucking horrifying. So it's obviously Rigorous Reaver.
It's clean sweep right now for Rigorous Reaver. Greer?
It's Rigorous Reaver. Ghost Beef kind of looks festive. Kind of looks like a Christmassy cow a little bit.
Hawaiian. Ghost Beef's Hawaiian.
Ghost
or
Beef's
Samoan.
Hawaiian. Okay.
Samoan? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to trade cattle, so maybe we'd have some sort of kinship there, get along great. Or the opposite. Yeah, I was kind of like a...
What does that mean?
I used to be a slave trader.
Yeah, slave trading cattle. But I'll take my chances with Ghost Beef, because Rigorous Reaver is horrifying.
Another for Rigorous Reaver, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, you start tripping long enough, you'd look at Rigorous Reaver's mouth and be like, can I fuck that? Can I put my dick inside of that? And then probably not. It'd probably bite you hard.
Greer, when you're tripping, have you ever seen an actual pussy? Does it?
So I'm going Rigorous Reaver is worse for sure.
Rigorous Reaver is worse for sure. Rigorous Reaver is going to move on. Now we have the 15th seed, the tomato play-in.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently they really love tomatoes.
Yu-Gi-Oh loves tomatoes.
In the Yu-Gi-Oh world. So
interesting.
Here's all the tomatoes. We have Mystic Tomato, In-Mato, Cherry In-Mato, Tomato In-Tomato, Tomato King, and Tough Tomato. So among these six options, you're going to have to choose which tomato you'd want to trip with the least, starting with you, Tommy Smokes.
I mean, Tomato and Tomato is adorable. Tough Tomato seems like they're a breakdancing group.
We already have one of those, too.
It's tough. Mystic Tomato is terrifying looking. In-Mato, probably not that bad because he's already in the cell.
Like walking out. I don't understand the bar going through his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like phasing through it.
That's so lazy.
I'm saying
so lazy.
Yeah.
Like, all right, yeah. Just don't put a bar there.
I think Mystic Tomato has to be the worst.
Nobody would notice.
Yeah. Mystic Tomato, one vote. Greer?
Tomato and Tomato would be my 1-1 for best.
Yeah.
Like, looks very delightful. In-Mato, the only thing there is like, if I'm trapped in a prison during this, that wouldn't be very fun, but I think you got to go Mystic Tomato. That thing looks very, very evil, and I don't want anything to do with Mystic Tomato.
He also looks like he's in the same void that Rigorous Reaver is in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at the backgrounds.
So right now we're two for Mystic
Tomato. They keep reusing that same face that Mystic Tomato's making.
Yeah.
Rudy? Comedian of the same one.
Yeah, I think Tough Tomato would be awesome. They look like the Jabberwockies. I agree. I like to picture them breakdancing. Whoever said that, that's cool.
Yeah, Tommy
Tomato King, said that. I actually don't love because it looks like a lore accurate angel that like, drives you to insanity with
lore accurate.
That's what they say, dude. But yeah, Mystic Tomato is the worst. It's no question.
Another from Mystic Tomato, Nick.
I'm going Cherry and Mato.
What is that? Sorry,
like I can't ghosts. Get a read on what's going on with Cherry and Mato.
I don't like. I don't like sockets. I don't like looking at never, sockets. Yeah. Never will. And though I don't like the void of eyeball.
What's going on?
It also are they enslaving a brown boy.
Yeah, yeah, I was just gonna say. It looks like there's some sort of. They might be doing some tormenting as well.
Yeah.
Are they in like in an insane asylum? They look like they have straitjackets on that they've broken out of.
But so the Tough Tomatoes have that same. Yu-Gi-Oh's artwork is very lazy, where it like reuses shit.
So
I'm going Cherry and Mato. I don't like I can't look at sockets.
Are they like the minions of Inmato?
Looks to be.
Yeah. At least that's what it kind of looks like so far. So one for Cherry Inmato, KB.
All of these look like incredible trippy visuals they're emitting. Except for Inmato. I don't know. He's sad. What did he do to get imprisoned? Is he a felon? I don't like the bar just lazily going through it. That sucks. Yeah, just fading out of his face. I'm going Inmato.
One for Inmato. Che?
I'm going Tough Tomato just because they're obviously tough based on the name. But it seems like they're doing like a big group breakdance, which if you're tripping like with a ton of lights, like they're all wearing shades and are protected. If you're with a group of people that are doing that and you're not prepared, that sounds like an awful experience. So I'm gonna go Tough to me.
They might be doing the haka.
Kind of. Oh, yeah. They might be. They're in this formation. So either way, Mystic Tomato is gonna move on. That's gonna go up against number two seed Toon Summoned Skull, which is horrifying to look at. So Toon Summoned Skull versus Mystic Tomato. Che.
Oh, fuck that.
At the end of the day, this is just a tomato versus a monster.
A summoned skull.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll go Toon Summoned Skull. This one is close, but Tommy's right. It's just a fucking tomato.
Yeah, one for Toon Summoned Skull. KB?
Yeah, even if he's not dangerous.
In Mato, I just Googled it. He tax evasion.
Never would have thought.
Buzzkill. Yeah, even if he's not dangerous, I don't want that energy around me. Mystic Tomato at the end of the day, yeah, it's just a spherical gourd. It's not going to be too dangerous.
So you're going to go
Toon Summoned Skull is worse, yeah.
Two for Toon Summoned Skull. Nick.
Toon Summoned Skull looks like he has the build to pop out of boxes at
you. Yeah.
I don't want that. Any container he could spring right out. Definitely Toon Summoned Skull.
Another one for Toon Summoned Skull. Rudy?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. He looks like the genie from Aladdin, but if he developed a PCP addiction. Mm. Mystic Tomato, I feel like, would smell like shit, though. He looks like he's kind of rotting. I think he relishes in that. and I don't like that. I'm going to go Mystic Tomato. There's just something about it. Toon Summoned Skull. There might be something to him.
One for Mystic Tomato, Greer.
This comes down to limbs. It's Toon Summoned Skull. Mystic Tomato is just going to sit there. If he starts fucking around, you just like take one step back and he can't do anything to you. So I got to go with Toon Summoned Skull.
Another for Toon Summoned Skull, Tommy.
Yeah, this is a just don't overthink it. Like imagine you choose to trip with Toon Summoned Skull and he's fucking you up and you're like, I can't believe I didn't choose that fucking tomato. My other option was a fucking tomato and I chose Toon Summoned Skull.
I want a final of Obelisk the Tormentor versus Mystic Tomato.
Yeah. You could step on Mystic Tomato's head and he would bite his tongue off.
Mm-hmm. Or just
it looks like he's floating though.
Is he? He's in the void though, so there's no solid surface for him to be laying on.
His breath would be ass.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. You got to think about the smell.
Yeah, that's a stinky one. So Toon Summon Skull is going to move on. Before we do your playoffs, let's talk about ZocDoc.
All right, let's talk about ZocDoc. Like you, I tell you, every time you have a ZocDoc advertisement, I've used them long before they ever did ads with us. Got them right here. Use them all the time. Tommy Smokes, I know everybody mentions too. We use them all the time. We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. ZocDoc is the free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book with them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones that take your insurance or are located near you and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. I think the best experience I had with ZocDoc is I had a really, really bad like infection. It was kind of like essentially like a really badly infected like zit inside my nose. And the first ear, nose, and throat doctor I went to, they're like, okay, we're going to get a little bit of time, and then we're going to come back. And if it gets worse, just call and make another appointment. I called to try and make another appointment, and he's like, oh, well, we can't see you for 3 weeks. And I was like, well, this is hurting the shit out of my nose right now. So went on ZocDoc, just found a different ENT. That guy just took it straight out immediately. It's that easy, super, super simple. Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and download the ZocDoc app for free, and then find a top and book, find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/lights, ZocDoc.com/lights. All right, thanks to ZocDoc. First matchup of the day is Du Bois versus Saggy the Dark, was it Dark Magician?
Clown.
Dark Clown. Sorry, Saggy the Dark Clown versus D Bois. So starting with you, Tommy Smokes, which one of these would you least want to trip with?
I mean, there's three of the D-Boys, but I think the D-Boys are just, like, fuck boys. Like, I think, like, yeah, they might make you do some more drugs, but they're well-intentioned. They've had a rough upbringing, probably. They don't come from nuclear families. I would guess Saggy the Dark Clown is, he's just a bad, he's a dark clown. He's worse, he's evil. So I'm going to say worse is Saggy the Dark. You could have fun with the D-Boys. You could not have fun with Saggy the Dark Clown.
Saggy the Dark Clown, one vote. Greer?
Yeah, I mean the D-Boys, I honestly would probably get along with the D-Boys. I feel like Rudy has probably had a phase where he dressed like the D-Boys.
Had a phase.
Rudy was in the D-Boys from 08 to 11.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Saggy the Dark Clown, I'm very much not a fan of clowns, and yeah, I think that's an obvious one. The sharp teeth, the D-Boys, really, they don't look like they could, they don't have any characteristics that are like, this is dangerous.
Other than being like undead.
Yeah, but like, they've been killed before, you could probably kill them again.
Fair.
If Rudy walked in with the exact outfit the center D-Boy has on, nobody would bat an eye. They're just like, yeah, that's just what Rudy's wearing today.
That would be Rudy dressing pretty tame.
Yeah. Especially the center one, yeah.
I've dressed like the one on the left. The scally cap and a tank top, for sure. I've worn that exact outfit, so I'd be fine with them. I'm going with Saggy the Dark Clown.
Saggy the Dark Clown, two votes. Rudy?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Saggy the Dark Clown, at best, I would have to just continuously tell him to not, we're not lighting something on fire. And I don't want to do that. And once again, the hand's ready to molest. I can't co-sign that. Put me with my boys, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so another one for three for Saggy the Dark Clown. Nick?
Yeah, I don't like Saggy. I don't want to be with any spellcasters, man. And I don't know, I think you try too hard to be funny. I'm out on Saggy. Saggy's worse. Right, D-Boys now, I could be friends with.
Right now we're four for Saggy the Dark Clown, KB.
Yeah, the D-Boys are just junkies. I don't want anything, any aspect or trait of any dark clown around me. The dark clown will advance.
No dark clowns, Jay?
Yeah, dark clown. Also, Save the Dark Clown's like kind of winking at you. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit too knowingly. I'm very out on Save the Dark Clown. That being said, I'd be surprised if Saggy won.
Saggy is going to move on. On the other side, we have, forgot about the Fiend Comedian. Fiend Comedian versus the Mouse Fighter. What was his name again? Chisky the Mouse Fighter versus Fiend Comedian. Che.
Fiend Comedian. Again, the sword, the whole pulling of his own eye and mouth open. The fact that he's potentially scalping someone right next to him. No, thank you. Fiend Comedian.
One for Fiend Comedian, KB.
Yeah, again, fiend comedian. Don't need that around me.
No need for fiend comedian around you, Nick?
The veiny tongue man, I'm like, it's making my fucking, I'm just kind of tensing up thinking about it.
Another one for fiend comedian, Rudy?
Just to play devil's advocate, what if fiend comedian is fucking hilarious?
So I was going to say, like,
yeah, they could just happen to be born fiends.
What if it's like Eddie Murphy, red jumpsuit? He's actually kind of wearing that.
Or like late 90s Chris Farley.
But when you're tripping, you want the most simplistic humor possible. You don't want to have to dissect.
Agreed.
Jokes.
And I said I was playing devil advocate. Fiend comedian would suck.
But what if he was really?
What if he was really, really good?
Yeah.
What if he was awesome? Yeah.
He just has the tightest 15 minutes you've ever heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a great set.
He's got physical comedy, puns.
He's got it all.
Observational.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's fiend comedian. He's so terrifying that I didn't even notice the fire the first go around. And then, I mean, like I had that Brazilian jiu-jitsu class experience, but if you're tripping
explain
with,
that a little bit more.
Yeah, go on.
I just went to try it in grade 9, and then this like
you're from Canada.
This like 30-year-old woman just targeted me and was just tossing me around the gym. I was like 6'4", 130, and she was just having her way with me the entire time. But like
I had a similar experience with paintball. I never could go back to paintball because I went when I was 12 or 13, and this Vietnam vet.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code BARSTOOL for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
Walked up behind me and just shot me execution style. In retrospect, pretty funny.
You got mob assassinated in paintball.
Yeah. Awesome.
Jesus. But yeah, then Chasky, like if you're tripping with someone like that, you might actually have an enlightening experience where you really improve upon your life afterwards. So I think you got to go fiend comedian. There's way more upside to Chasky the mouse fighter.
Yep. Fiend comedian's going to clean sweep so far.
Yeah. Tommy? Fiend comedian. Then we still don't really know if there's two of them or not, which is
true. It's they, them.
Scary.
So fiend comedian versus Saggy the Dark Clown to go into the finals. Tommy.
So you have clown versus comedian. At least Fiend is funny enough to get the comedian tag. The Dark Clown really wants to be a comedian, but he's not quite there yet. I think you can reason more with Fiend the comedian. If he's a comedian, he's likely smart. Yeah, I mean, he's got a thirst for blood.
Yeah.
But I think you can reason with him more than Saggy. The Dark Clown seems more like a maniac. A creepy maniac. So I'm going to go with Saggy the Dark Clown is worse.
Saggy the Dark Clown is a worse hang. Greer?
I got to disagree with Tommy on Saggy seeming like worse. The guy is cutting off the head of someone else, it seems.
Yes.
Whereas like I feel like the Dark Clown, you could probably bully him if it came down to it. He's not armed with anything. Probably a loser because he's a clown. So you could handle anything that the Dark Clown throws at you, I think. So I'm going to go with Fiend Comedian.
One for Fiend Comedian. Rudy.
Yeah, I agree with Greer. I mean, Tommy said that he seems more reasonable when his name is Fiend.
Yeah.
It's Saggy the Dark Clown visually looks scary, but there's nothing he's doing that is particularly illegal looking, whereas we are catching Fiend the Comedian in the middle of an act.
You also, did say Saggy the Dark Clown has molesting hands.
I did.
In molesting position. You said rock cocked and ready to molest. I'm pretty sure. Like,
ready. Not in the act, though.
Yeah. I did. But it's a circumstantial observation. And now I also can't stop thinking about Fiend Comedian just sounding like Jerry Seinfeld. Which sucks. So I'm going to go. I think Fiend is worse. Still,
That would be kind of funny if Fiend Comedian, you just start tripping, and then he's like, liberals really ruined comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's the worst.
They ruined TV sitcoms.
So fucking woke. Yeah. Like, he just, like, goes down the rail of, like, every, that same special every comedian did where it's, like, just, like, woke is in the title somewhere.
Yeah.
Nick?
In season 2, episode 1 of Yu-Gi-Oh!, Saggy the Dark Clown destroyed Winged Dragon Guardian of the Fortress by using, to triple his attack, he used Negative Energy Generator.
Oh, no.
That would have been good to know.
Oh, no. And he could triple his attack with the Negative Energy Generator. You gotta go, Saggy.
Two for Saggy, two for Fiend Comedian.
I wish I'd known that.
Well, what common
piece of information did I just
miss? On Fiend Comedian?
I'm looking up right now.
Yeah, so as Nick was just saying, in an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!, Saggy the Dark Clown beat one of Yu-Gi-Oh!'s, I'm assuming, cards?
Kaiba used it against Yugi, yeah.
So he tripled his attack using a negative energy generator.
Yeah, he's bad vibes.
Yeah, it's just another strike against Saggy the Dark Clown. KB?
All right, yeah, Fiend Comedian. Maybe he's just a comedian doing some like stooge slapstick. I see the rubber duck in his afro. That he might be just be funny and in a weird way. I don't want any mystic clownery around me again. I'm going with the dark clown.
How many times has mystic clownery been part of your life?
I'm just saying I don't want any dark clowns around me when I'm tripping.
Che?
I'm going to go with Fiend the Comedian, just because they both present similar vibes. Like, technically a clown is a comedian, it's in that genre, but the fact that he's got weapons and the fact that you are seeing him scalp a dude that's right next to him, that's proof of, like, this is not a guy you want to hang out with. So Fiend Comedian.
So we're tied up Fiend Comedian and Saggy the Dark Clown. So I think between these two, I think it would be a wash for me normally, but the fact that Saggy has a negative energy generator.
Yeah, that's bad.
And he's a dark clown. I gotta go with Saggy. So Saggy the Dark Clown is gonna move into the finals. Before we get to the other side, let's talk about Ibotta.
All right, let's talk about Ibotta. It's officially soup season. Make sure you can get all the ingredients you need to master your recipe while getting cash back on purchases with Ibotta. Ibotta is the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop, with hundreds of items from grocery to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. The average user earns $145 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, buy that flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been trying to go to, or that fancy dinner you've been craving. Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. Hate that. With Ibotta, you just add the offers in the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million savers and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying the app using code BRACKET when you register. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash back using code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store using code BRACKET.
All right, thanks to Ibotta. Now we have this is a fucking matchup and a half. Jinzo versus Obelisk the Tormentor.
This is not a matchup and a half.
Jinzo is horrifying to look at.
The other one's a tormentor.
Yeah, I mean, Jinzo looks like a tormentor too. It's just it's not in the name. I guess he's not that good at it. So Che, Obelisk the Tormentor versus Jinzo.
The Tormentor.
One for the Tormentor. Jinzo feels like a slur, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it's just like it's on that border. I don't know what it is. Something about it. Kind of like, what was it, Jick?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, for a magic user? Which,
that is a slur.
That is a slur for a magician, yeah. Yeah.
KB?
Yeah, even Obelisk the Tormentor, without any notion that he is interested in tormenting, look at him.
If his name was just Obelisk?
Just Obelisk. It's definitely Obelisk the Tormentor.
Two for Obelisk the Tormentor. Nick?
Obelisk is a soldier who abuses authority, torments his underlings, and has slaves.
Okay. Wait, can we get the same sort of rundown for Jinzo?
Obelisk is also the one who chained Exodia.
Wow. Oh, so he's really strong.
Yeah, he's an Egyptian god.
So Jinzo is someone who seeks to become a real person by taking the souls of those who summon him.
Oh.
All right, so I just won't summon him.
But yeah, summoning. Hey, boys, don't summon him.
Do whatever you do.
Jinzo's coming over. Everybody knows the rules. No summoning.
Once you get on his good...
Wait, there's Jinzo Hivemind. There's Jinzo Jector. There's Jinzo the Returner. There's Jinzo's got a lot of play on Yu-Gi-Oh!
I fucking know Jinzo has a hive mind with that mask he's wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There he is. Fucking... Obelisk's powers are Fist of Fury and God Hand Impact.
Pass on God Hand Impact.
So, Nick, what do you think?
I mean, it is tough. But it is. It's Obelisk the Tormentor.
But if you pick Obelisk, you get tormented. If like it's kind of like whichever one you don't pick, either way you're fucked, because like imagine like you get the other one. So that means if you pick Obelisk, then you're summoning Jinzo by saying
I don't like Obelisk.
Your soul is gone. Essentially. So another one for Obelisk, 3-0 right now, Rudy.
Jinzo, you guys are afraid?
Yeah. I'm not afraid of Jinzo. Soul. Only if you summon him.
Jinzo looks like Jada Pinkett Smith.
With the mask on?
No, I'm reading this like she... This has been compared.
Before? No fucking way. Like it looks like if, like a Met Gala outfit that she
they
might wear.
Jada be looking like Jinzo out in the Oscars, though. When she was in her green suit.
So right now we're 3-3 for Obelisk the Tormentor, none for Jinzo. Rudy?
I mean, Obelisk like must have people he fucks with, whereas
I don't think so. He's got slaves.
Dude, I don't think.
And yeah, but Jinzo, as soon as you can't have him there without summoning him, and then he takes your soul.
Maybe Jinzo invited me to the trip.
He summoned you?
Yeah.
Fat fucking chance, dude. No way. I mean, am I crazy for thinking that?
Oh, he's an android.
Is that the only intel on Jinzo?
He's an android. I'm trying to find it. They don't have like an easy place with like all this info in one spot.
I know. I keep looking too. I mean, fuck. I mean, it doesn't matter. Obelisk is going to win, but I'm going to go with Jinzo as worst. There's just something about it. I don't know. I don't want to have my soul sucked. I'd rather take my chances with Obelisk.
Bless one.
You. Thank you.
The very first one for Jinzo. Greer?
Yeah, I mean, the Tormentor is... just it's right there in the name, you know what he's about. Jinzo just doesn't like, he strikes me as someone with a pretty calm disposition. Wouldn't really be enjoyable to trip with, but he might not torment you. It'd be like tripping
exactly.
with Big T, just kind of yeah. sit there and be, I don't know,
he's gonna
just
take
pissed
your soul.
Off about the situation, but
he's gonna
you
take
gotta
your
go
soul.
Obelisk the Tormentor.
So 4 for Obelisk the Tormentor.
Yeah, Jinzo, you can maybe get to know a little bit. So, what's your deal, Jinzo? Like, you know, Jinzo, it's kind of vague.
Jinzo.
And the torment, but Obelisk, what's your deal? He goes, oh, I'm tormenting.
Tormentor.
I'm here to torment. So, I'm going to say Obelisk is worse.
You look like his Instagram Explore page is all tormenting. Nothing but people being tormented. So, Obelisk the Tormentor is going to move on. Now we have Toon Summoned Skull versus Rigorous Reaver, starting with you, Tommy.
Huh.
Rigorous Reaver's a vagina face.
Toon Summoned Skull doesn't. Something about his face doesn't look that scary. Like, he almost looks.
He looks a little goofy. He looks like.
Yeah, he looks maybe goofy. Rigorous Reaver, I really don't like the vagina with spikes on it.
Or the scythe.
Yeah, we don't really. I'm going to say Rigorous Reaver is worse. I just really don't like that vagina.
The face vagina.
Yeah.
So 1 for Rigorous Reaver. Greer?
This one's probably the hardest one for me thus far, but I think I got to go Rigorous Reaver as well, because Toon Summoned Skull kind of looks like he is on drugs and might be experienced and be able to, if you start freaking out, kind of help you out there, whereas Rigorous Reaver just looks like all he knows how to do is fuck you up. Got the spiky brass knuckles or whatever that is, so... even the pussy, which is supposed to be inviting, has spikes on it. So I gotta go Rigorous Reaver.
It's got like a built-in like
Reaver,
chest.
Your pussy's
built.
Supposed to be inviting.
Yeah. he like it's like a chastity belt built onto his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Of. Yeah, Rudy.
The easiest way to sour a high is a splinter.
Oh, that's good. Interesting.
And I'm not fucking with splinters if I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Or having your dick chopped off by a mouthed, a toothed pussy, dude.
Exactly. And Toon Summon Skull looks like his ability is just peekaboo.
Yeah.
He looks sort of like he's meant to look scary, but is not actually scary. He just wants to frighten you initially and then laughs about it. So I'm not getting a Splinter. I'm going Rigorous Reaver.
Rigorous Reaver? Nick?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn about Rigorous Reaver. He hasn't really made too many appearances.
Yeah, not a lot of information on him.
I don't like his mystery. I wouldn't like the sound of the wood rubbing in his joints. Yeah, I'm going Rigorous Reaver.
Four for Rigorous Reaver, KB.
Listen, I'm not a pussy's pussy guy.
What?
Never have been. But something about it, the wooden football is whimsical. If I was candy flipping, I would try to make Reaver come. maybe that's just the wrestler in me. I think I would have fun with it. I'll go with the other one.
The Toon Summoned Skull. Jay?
Yes.
Toon Summoned Skull. Yeah, it's very cartoony and like almost Animaniacs type animation. Makes it a little bit less scary. So I'm going to go with Rigorous Reaver.
So Rigorous Reaver is going to move on. So it's Rigorous Reaver versus Obelisk the Tormentor.
Come on.
Jay.
I mean, this is the biggest mismatch of this series so far, Obelisk.
One for Obelisk the Tormentor. KB.
Trying to think of any silver lining of tripping with the Tormentor.
There's none.
No, even if he was like tormenting one of my enemies right next to me, that would be a horrific trip. It's got to be Obelisk.
Another for Obelisk. Do we have any other Obelisk the Tormentor facts? Obelisk.
He
doesn't have like a ton of information about him.
It's pretty clear.
there's not much else to know about him. He's a fucking weird looking dude. So Obelisk, another one for Obelisk the Tormentor. Nick?
Come on.
Three for Obelisk. Rudy?
Yeah, it's no-brainer. It's going against Reaver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, even if he was going up against Sauron, Obelisk the Tormentor would win.
Another for the Tormentor, Greer?
Yeah.
I mean, Rigorous Reaver, we can see what whatever it is trying to be, and that's Obelisk the Tormentor. Like, it's a trans tormentor.
Yeah. Yes.
No matter what it tries, it was born a pussy. So
I'm gonna go with Obelisk. The god of crushing and devouring.
God damn it.
You think Obelisk couldn't handle crushing and devouring that Rigorous Reaver pussy? Like, yeah. not a doubt in my mind,
god,
it's Obelisk.
Crushing and devouring.
So, Tommy.
Yeah, Obelisk. You got to go with the Tormentor here over the wooden pussy.
You almost have to.
So, before we get to the finals, which will be Saggy the Dark Clown versus the Obelisk, the Tormentor, that is, let's talk about BetterHelp.
The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. We keep them bottled up. It can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is the safe space to get that all that crap off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I used BetterHelp over the course of COVID. Super helpful because I didn't have to go to a physical office. Did it all over. For me, it was over Zoom, basically like a video call. You do it over the phone. Anyway, it's like more comfortable for you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched up with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights.
Thanks to BetterHelp. Now we have Saggy the Dark Clown in the finals. Who would you want to trip with less, Saggy the Dark Clown or Obelisk the Tormentor? Start with you, Tommy.
I mean, this is hot. This is a good final. But, like, at least with a lot of these Yu-Gi-Ohs, it's like, oh, this guy's a clown. He's a comedian. He's a tomato. Obelisk, they just didn't even bother. They're just like, Obelisk is a tormentor. They didn't even give him a fun little nickname. I was just looking up something. It says there was an evil magical period, and Obelisk the Tormentor touched it out of curiosity. So he's just seeing the most horrifying things. Like, yeah, I'll touch that. I just want to see what that's all about. Yeah, Obelisk the Tormentor. It's a chalky one, but it's like the guy is there to torment. It's one of the least things you want to do in life is to be tormented. So easily. I'll go with Obelisk the Tormentor as
as worse.
His description is a sinister clown that appears as if...
No, for Sagi, that is.
Sagi's description is a sinister clown that appears as if from nowhere silently. It deftly evades attacks using strange motions. I don't want to fuck with strange motions. I'm just going to throw that out there. Strange motions is bad while you're tripping. Greer.
Yeah, but Obelisk is apparently 300 feet by 300 feet.
It's a sinister build if I've ever seen
one. That's a mean build.
You could only trip with them at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, he's a three-dimensional football field.
Greer.
I mean, I'd much rather deal with strange motions than the Tormentor. There's no mistaking what the Tormentor is going to do to you. And then if I'm tripping and I'm just like, ooh, that was kind of strange. I'm fine with that. So I'm going with Obelisk the Tormentor,
the god of pulverizing.
Yeah, the god of pulverizing versus, ooh, he's kind of quirky.
The motions are strange.
Why is that guy moving like that?
Yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, I picture Sagi now being like, you're not scared yet? And then he starts popping and walking, contact juggling. Whereas Obelisk just vaporizes you.
Wait, sorry, what was his dimensions one more time?
300 by 300.
That's so fucking funny.
It's no-brainer.
It's another for Obelisk. Nick?
I don't see how Sagi wins this one.
It's very tough.
Robot.
Because Sagi is even like kind of a cute name against Obelisk.
he seems like a treat now.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, Sagi the clown.
I'm trying to think. What's the? Do we have any other descriptions on Ob? Man, every single thing about him is like, this is the most powerful evil creature that's ever existed. Like, it's very difficult to find anything positive about Obelisk. KB.
Yeah, I'd rather trip with the dark clown than. Even somebody with me FaceTiming Obelisk hands the camera to you.
Dude, imagine as soon as you start tripping that you get a FaceTime from Obelisk the Tormentor. Oh, no.
This card cannot be used in a duel. The descent of this mighty creature shall be heralded by burning winds and twisted land.
What?
You can't even use them.
Holy shit. That's fucking... Oh my God! Those who draw breath shall know the true meaning of eternal slumber. Jesus
Christ!
Dude, he's badass.
This is such a fucking... Oh my God! It's a brutal matchup, Che.
So I mean, I just sent a picture of his action figure, so that confirms that those things are pubes because he has functioning legs that are very strong.
And if you have legs, you have to have pubes. No, that doesn't confirm cubes.
What else is that?
I think it's shadow.
That's a giant shadow.
I want this figure.
You don't think that's out of the realm of possibility? Anatomically for
a monster?
Oh, man, those are...
But the one you sent, he doesn't have pubes in it.
Is he too big to torment?
I think he's the perfect size to torment.
I don't think there's a limit to how big you can get to torment.
But the pulverizing, I think, part's easy.
I want to go to the bar with him and like have people come up and just be like, guess which one of us is the torment?
He's got a bad fine motor skills for tormenting, though. Like his fingers are like the size of like buses.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't. You guys are going to say this on a published podcast?
I just said fine motor skills.
Maybe Obelisk the Tormentor won't be able to torment me.
Because I'm so small.
Yeah. And too tiny for
his fingers might be too big to torment me.
I mean, what can he do besides crush you? What could he physically do?
He crush you. That's all he does.
That's not torment. It's not tormenting if you're just dead.
He can devour you.
I mean, if it's like a slow death. I'm just trying to think, like.
Just imagine sitting on the other side of the room of Obelisk the Tormentor, knowing at any second he can just decide to end you.
I might Photoshop this so Obelisk the Tormentor is like in the pod chair with us. Like where we're interviewing.
Have him on the show.
Put him on like Call Her Daddy.
I want to ride him.
You want to ride? Wait, you want to what?
He looks like he'd be cool to ride. Like if you got into
end it, what? End the show.
No, it's over. It's over. Rudy wants to fuck Obelisk the Tormentor. That's episode 127. We'll be back with a new topic next week.
That was
what
so
do you
stupid.
Mean? You mean you want to ride like on his back?
I believe that's what he meant. I'm afraid he's going to show
wings.
Up.
Yeah, I'm afraid we like summoned him like Bloody Mary or something.
Well, nobody had any twisted burning winds.
I'll be back. Right?
Yeah, no smell of burning winds. Yeah.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Real.
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.